But the moment he and Berg entered, he knew something was wrong. Ash was standing before the big angled hollow screens, his face like stone. Gazing down at him were the faces of Admiral Olorevich of the Vox Humana and Vice Admiral Ngasa. The latter was speaking.
"Is the sum total of all they are saying, Lieutenant? They regard the emissio as a direct threat to their allies and an implicit threat to themselves. If they do not leave, Supreme Overcommander Gano cannot offer any guarantees of peaceful cooperation."
For a moment, no one spoke.
"Well, they do only have 5 vessels, said Admiral Olorevich. "It would not be a loss."
"I understand that, Madam Admiral," Ash said. "My concern is the reliability or otherwise of the Hegemony's fleet's supreme overcommander."
"Lieutenant," said Ngasa, "I actually have some acquaintance with Gano. When I was commodore of the escort flotillas in the Yamanon, he was overcommander of their 3rd echelon, and we cooperated on a number of occasions. I always found him straightforward and honourable."
Standing off to the side, Greg rolled his eyes.
"Aye, and I bet he was a gentleman and a scholar, too."
"Your appraisal is greatly appreciated, Vice Admiral," said Ash. "But it would be more helpful if we were to have direct contact with the Supreme Overcommander."
"That's not possible, I'm afraid," Ngasa said. "Gano insists that he will speak with no one but myself. Now, time is running out, Lieutenant Ash, and I strongly recommend that you accept these terms and ask the emissio to depart."
"I shall give this matter close and urgent attention, sir," Ash said. "Now, I must consult with our other allies before reaching a consensus, which I shall convey to you within the hour."
"Understood, Lieutenant. Till then."
As the screen went into standby, Ash turned to the image of the Vox Humana Admiral on the other.
"Admiral Olorevich, could you bear with me for a moment while we establish channels with the other leaders?"
"Of course, Lieutenant."
Ash nodded, turned to give terse orders to a waiting subordinate, then beckoned Greg and Berg over. Frowning, he prodded the charred slash across Berg's chest.
"What exactly happened on board Ngasa's pinnace?"
Berg delivered a brief account of the adjutant's betrayal and the occupying AI's comments just after the appearance of the Hegemony Armada.
"Did the Vice Admiral give any indication at any time of having been in communication with the Hegemony Commander?"
"Not at all, sir."
"He was in sight nearly all the time we were there," said Greg. "Never heard a thing about Hegemony messages."
"Yet, from when you left his ship to before you even got here," Ash said, "an exchange took place between him and this supreme overcommander. Something doesn't smell right."
He broke off when a sub-lieutenant told him everything was ready.
"Watch closely,"
he told Greg and Berg before moving back into the comfort image zone before the big screens. In addition to the face of Olorevich, there was Braddock, the Tigran officer, Kang Lo, the captain of the Pyrean Rockhab, the Retributor, and first proposer Conliff, the new ranking Imisil commander.
"Earthsphere Vice Admiral Ngasa has been in communication with the Hegemony Supreme Overcommander Gana," said Ash. "Gana says he is willing to cooperate with Earthsphere's stance on Darien's protectorate status, provided that all Imisil vessels depart from the system without delay."